From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMattei. When composer Carlos Cyrenaic emigrated to the United States from Spain in the early 1950s, he took with him the memories of his homeland's flamenco-style music. He's often best remembered for his collaborations with masters of modern dance, including Martha Graham and Doris Humphrey. What you're hearing is a bit of Cyrenaic's Ritmo Hondo, the score for what would be widely regarded as one of Humphrey's most important dance pieces. On Friday, the Miami company Dance Now is bringing it back. And they're doing it with the help of Daniel Lewis, founding dean of the dance department at Miami's New World School of the Arts. He joins us in the studio. Danny, what does Ritmo Hondo mean?
It means rhythm, deep rhythm.
Deep rhythm. And what kind of story does this particular dance piece tell? Or is it just movement for movement's sake?
No, it has three sections, one called Of Men, one called Of Women, and one called Of Meetings and Partings. The dance was choreographed in 1953.
What do you suppose it is about Cyrenaic's music that made it such a perfect fit for these modern dance pioneers of the mid-20th century?
Doris heard a little bit of the music, and the rhythms drove her insane. And she thought, if I took those rhythms and put them in modern dance, I'd get something totally new. And you got to remember, these people at the time, young choreographers, were trying to find new things. This dance, the last time I did it, was 89. Here in Miami. It hasn't been seen anywhere in Miami since. But this is a classic dance that's very hard to stage.
Why hard to stage?
Well, I'll give you an example. The first section about men, you don't actually dance to the music. You dance with the music. You don't count it. You don't go one, two, three, touch, 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 but you have to hear it and you have to dance to it. Otherwise, it looks superficial. It has to look real.
That must drive the dancers insane.
They were pretty insane by the time I was done. Yep. But they got it. And it makes a big difference when you're dancing to counts or dancing to what the music's about.
A composer will leave a musical score behind through notes on paper, or these days, a digital document. But how is a ballet or modern dance notated? What do dance steps look like on paper?
Well, there is a really good form of dance notation. Very complicated. You train for years in how to read and write it. What really helps now is you have to have someone who's danced it to pass it on. And with the use of digital photography and video and shooting a video from above, side, and front, you can get almost a three-dimensional feel of what the dance was like. And with the person who knows the dance inside out, you can make it work.
When people come to see Ritmo Hondo, what do you most want them to take away from this piece?
One, the joy of movement that speaks with rhythm. Two, it's a little history. It's men and women's relationships, the masculine and the feminine, but done in the old style of men and women, not necessarily who we are today. Because we're talking about a piece choreographed in 1953, men and women related differently. And I do believe that you have to know your history to do anything in the future. José Limón once said to me, and he said to a lot of people, don't spit in the face of tradition. Remember the old girl as your mother, and how true that is. And therefore, I want people to see where we've come from in modern dance so they can find their own voice to go forward.
We've been chatting with dancer, teacher, choreographer, and author Danny Lewis. Ritmo Hondo, performed by Miami's own Dance Now Company, will be on stage at the Colony Theater in Miami Beach this coming Friday, December 16th. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Christine DiMattei.